Today's devotional is based on Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 13, and it was written by Brandon Anthony Shaw. Holy, God is H-O-L-Y. What does this mean? A THM graduate of Pittsburgh Seminary and a DMin student at Northern Baptist Theological Seminary in Chicago, I also study theology at the University of Notre Dame, to learn what the Roman Catholic Church can teach me about our Savior, Jesus Christ. During my first week of class there this summer, Dr. Anthony Pagliarini spoke to us about the holiness of God through an analogy concerning his wife's goodness. Anthony sees his dear wife as good, like God. But God is not like Katie in his goodness. God is supereminently good. In other words, God is beyond any kind of goodness we can comprehend. He is in a class by himself. When we speak of God as holy, we must think of him as above anything we may conjure in our minds as we dwell on his righteous attributes. Doing so honors him and causes us to reflect on him in reverential awe. This Christmas season, we can praise Jesus that his eternal holiness sets him apart from us and is the ground for our salvation. Praise him this Advent for his holy nature. Let us pray. Dear Holy Father, thank you that you are not like us and that your ways are transcendentally higher than our ways. Thank you for sending your beloved and holy Son to come dwell among us. Thank you that he lived the perfect life of righteousness on our behalf, died in our place, rose for our justification, and now reigns over the cosmos for our good and your everlasting glory. He will return to bring eternal shalom to all things unto your unending praise. Pour out your saving grace in abundance this season for the sake of your global renown. In Jesus' name, amen.